Welcome to Zichru Daf Simanim. I'm Rabbi Avraham Goldar. Now it's time for our Grand Pop Quiz. Our first Grand Pop Quiz from Masechet Shabbos. 21 questions on 21 topics on the first 7 Brachot of the Masechet from Daf Beis to Daf Ches. I want to welcome our new members to Zichru from Masechet Shabbos and to your first Grand Pop Quiz. Just want to recommend that the most important thing is being able to take the time to get the correct answers. So if there's not enough time or you feel a little bit rushed between the time I ask the question and provide the answer, just press pause so that you feel comfortable and not stressed about being able to get the correct answer. Okay, so here we go. Question number one. Which daf do we learn that a karmelist was given certain leniences of a rush as a yachid as well as a rush as a rabim? That's on daf Zion. Good. Number two. Where do we get the question whether a hand should be considered a karmelist and a person shouldn't be able to retract it if you place it in another rishus while holding on to something? That's on daf Gimel. Good. Number three, where do we learn Rabbi Kiva Shita that Kutuk Misha Chunt Chadamya, that something contained in airspace is seen as if it's resting there? That's on Daf Dalet. Good. Number four, where do we have the Malchokas about throwing a reed basket, a kaveris, into Rosh Hashanah? That's on Daf Ches. Good. Number five, where do we learn that one is exempt from carrying in a roofed Rosh Hashanah since it doesn't resemble the encampment in the Midbar, in the Diglei Midbar? That's on Daf. Hey, great. Number six. Where do we have the Malchokas about the threshold? Iskupa. That's on Daf. Vav. Good. Number seven. Where do we learn that an Akira is an essential part of the Malacha B'Hotzah and therefore must be done with intent? That's on Daf. Hey, great. Number eight. Where do we learn that in the race one needs to do the Akira B'Hanach to be over on Hotzah? That's on Daf. Base. Great. Number nine. Where did the Malchokas of Bayin Rab regarding Achori Rosh Hashanah Rabim, crevices in Rosh Hashanah Rabim? That's on Daf Zion. Great. Number 10. Where did we learn that toppling a bundle of reeds by lifting one end, then the next end, four Amas in Rosh Hashanah Rabim, is not considered Chai for Hotzah? That's on Daf Ches. Good. Number 11. Where do we learn that a person considers his hands as if they're 4x4 tefachim wide? That's on Daf. Hey, great. Number 12. Where do we get the question whether Akira's Gufo is considered an Akira's Chafetz? That's on Daf Gimel. Good. Number 13. Where do we learn that the Karmelist term that was in the list of different various forms of Karmelist was referring to nooks in Rosh Hashanah Rabim? That's on Daf Zion. Good. Number 14. Where do we learn Rabbi Yehuda Shita that two walls are enough to make something a Rosh Hashanah Yachid? That's on Daf Vav. Great. Number 15. Where do we learn that Ravashi taught that the term Hotzah in the Mishnah, in the first Mishnah on the Masechta, also refers to Achnasa, to bring in? That's on Daf Beis. Great. Number 16. Where do we learn that one is only liable for Malacha if he did it single-handedly? That's on Daf Gimel. Number 17. Where do we learn Rebbe Shita that the branches of a tree are accorded the same status of the trunk and therefore they're considered as if they're 4x4 tefachim? That's on Daf Dalet. Good. Number 18. Where do we learn that the top of a 9 tefachim post in Rosh Hashanah Rabim has the status of a Rosh Hashanah Rabim since people use it to adjust their loads? That's on Daf Ches. Great. Number 19. Where do we have the question whether someone is permitted to remove the dough he placed in an oven on Shabbos? That's on Daf Dalet. Good. Number 20. Where do we learn Rava's Pshat? The Yetzias in the Mishnah, the term Yetzias in the Mishnah, is referring to Rishuyos, to domains. That's on Daf Beis. Great. And number 21. Where do we learn the definitions and the examples of the Dalet Rishuyos, the four different domains? That's on Daf Vav. Great, so we just completed the first Grand Pop Quiz in Masechet Shabbos. I'm sure you did exceptionally well. But remember, you can go through the Grand Pop Quiz throughout the week to practice and make sure you get the material down very well so it's at your fingertips so it becomes easy to build as we move through the Masechta. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.